Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dancers at the Star Garden Topless Bar in Los Angeles have unanimously voted to become the sole unionized group of strippers in the entire U.S. This reflects a broader trend among workers who are increasingly advocating for workplace protection through labor mobilization. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by John Logan, professor and director of labor and employment studies at San Francisco State University. Thanks so much for getting up early to join us.
Hi, happy to be on.
So the dancers voted unanimously in favor of joining the Actors Equity Association. What protections will they now have, and what benefits?
So this really dates back to about March of last year, when they went on strike in protest for safer working conditions. They had complaints about customers filming them or trying to touch the dancers, management and security at the club not doing anything to prevent that, and then various, quite serious workplace hazards to do with broken glass, rusty nails on stage, and things like that. So the dancers decided, after going out on strike and then in November of last year actually voting for a union, but the management had tried to block that, and so the vote was not counted until last week. So now they will basically have an independent voice over these working conditions, to be able to negotiate with management, primarily over workplace safety issues. But, they decided that, having a voice through a union, through collective bargaining, as you said, they voted to unionize with Actors Equity, was really the only way to remedy these, long-running issues that had really plagued their working environment. And as you said, it's now the first unionized, the only unionized workplace strip club in the United States since the Lusty Lady in San Francisco and Seattle, which unionized in the 1996. But that club closed down in San Francisco finally in 2013.
I don't know what benefits they had before unionizing, but will these dancers now have more say in how much they're getting paid and money going into their health care and retirement funds?
Yeah, I mean, these are sort of primary issues that, there's a variety of issues, some of which are economic issues or traditional union issues to do with, as you say, pay rates, traditional benefits like healthcare and pension funds. But I don't think those were the issues that were really motivating this strike and then the union vote. It was really to do with basic respect at the workplace, having a voice over their daily working conditions. And, as you said, in this particular instance, sort of workplace safety was probably the issue more than anything else that motivated them to unionize. As you said, they will have a voice over a whole range of different issues. And they were really inspired by the sort of unionization drive that's been taking place nationally over the last couple of years. So at Starbucks, at Amazon, at REI stores, Apple retail stores. Some of the dancers have talked about how they watched Starbucks and Amazon workers vote for unionization, and that was one of the things that motivated them to try to form a union at Star Garden after they went out on strike and then decided to unionize. They had parties and protests outside the club that featured unionized workers from Starbucks, featured Chris Smalls, the president of the Amazon Labor Union, which was the first Amazon workplace to vote for unionization in April of last year. So I think that, you know, in many ways they do sort of see themselves as part of this national movement. You know, particularly it's a sort of lot of young people, a lot of, you know, often college educated young people who have decided, you know, they're really drawn to the idea of trying to form a union at their own workplace, trying to have an independent voice in the workplace, and to be able to, you know, negotiate with management over a whole range of different issues. You know, here, as I said, workplace safety was really at the fore, but, you know, it was really just the idea of that, you know, that they thought that, you know, they needed a voice in order to be treated with dignity and respect at their workplace, and that the only way to achieve that was through unions and collective bargaining.
All right. And then briefly, before I let you go, do you think we'll see more groups of adult entertainers seeking these union protections?
I think it's highly likely. I mean, there's a tradition of labor activism amongst adult entertainers. I mentioned, you know, San Francisco and Seattle strip club, The Lusty Lady, but there's been a whole number. There was a San Diego strip club a few years before that. And also, they do kind of fit the profile, often the people who are working in that industry and working in these workplaces. They are so primarily younger workers. They are often college-educated workers. They're like, you know, people who face economic insecurity, but also have been politicized by a variety of social political movements, and who are drawn to the idea of organizing at their own workplace. So I don't think that this will stop at Star Garden. I think it's highly likely that, you know, just as you've seen, you know, at some of these other employers like Starbucks and Amazon, these, you know, workers in other strip clubs around the country might look at Star Garden and think, wow, they did that. You know, we can do that too.
All right. We have to wrap it up. I'm so sorry. Yeah. We're out of time. Thank you so much, John Logan, Professor and Director of Labor Employment Studies, San Francisco State University.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.